Hi, I'm Chandrasekhar, a technical support engineer in Microsoft Developer Support. I'm going to present work item tracking concepts and the features that are new to TFS 2010. These video sessions are divided into 5 parts. In this first part, I'm going to cover the work items overview. What are all the new features that are introduced in TFS 2010 work items? How to create and edit work items using Visual Studio Team Explorer 2010? Work item links. This is not new to TFS 2010, but here I'm going to cover the new links that are introduced in TFS 2010. And the lastly, how to create and edit work item queries using Visual Studio Team Explorer 2010. Work items overview. A work item is a database record that Team Foundation uses to track the assignment and progress of work. You can use different types of work items to track different types of work, such as customer requirements, product bugs, test cases, and development tasks. The work item type determines the workflow states and transitions. The work item types that are available in a project depend on the project template that the project uses. Also, you can customize the work item types that are available in your team project to track your work in the way which reflects your business processes or which meets your business requirements. Each work item represents an object that is stored in the Team Foundation database. And each work item is assigned a unique identifier, a work item ID, and work item type. Work item IDs are unique across all work item types in all team projects in a project collection. And the work item type determines the work item fields that are available for tracking information, like defaults are defined for each field, rules and the constraints positioned on those fields, and other objects that specify the work item workflow. Every change made to your work item field is stored in the work item log, which maintains an historical record of changes, which is nothing but the history. All work items are associated with the following common elements: fields, rules, work item controls, states and transitions. Fields that contain information about the work item, for instance, a title. If you want to name your work item with a specific title, we use a field called a title. And rules for each field, such as a set of possible values. For instance, if you want to make a particular field as a mandatory, we use a rule called required. And a work item form that controls how the work item fields are displayed. When you create a new work item, well, we can see the fields that are arranged in a particular pattern. Few fields are arranged to column and few fields are arranged in a particular tab. And using this work item form, we can change or we can modify or we can define how your fields are displayed in your work item. A simple state transition model that work item type authors can use to define required fields and values at different points during the work item's life cycle. If you create any work item from the out of the box work item types, by default, the work item's life cycle was defined. In order to modify that states and transitions, you need to edit the workflow. That means you need to edit the states and transitions that are defined in the work item type. And all work items also have the following common characteristics: a set of common system fields, comprehensive record of changes to the work item, support for links to other work items, file attachments, or any other work product in team foundation. What's new in TFS 2010 work items? Work item hierarchy, which is the new feature that was introduced in TFS 2010 and which is not there in earlier versions. In work item hierarchy, we can define a work item with the links, and we can view the work item with the links in a linked queries. And work item links. This feature is not new to the TFS 2010, but this was enhanced. In earlier versions, when we link a work item with another work item, and the link type which shows is the related to, which is enhanced in TFS 2010. In TFS 2010, we can specify the relationship between a work item and another work item in a more specific pattern. Like, for instance, you have a task which is a parent task for another task work item. For that, we can define a relationship like a child or parent. Similarly, we have a few other link types that are defined, such as predecessor, successor, affects and affected by, etc. New linked queries. The query structure was changed to reflect the new feature work item hierarchies. Plan and schedule projects using Office Excel and Office Project. This feature is not new to the TFS, and in TFS 2010 it was completely restructured. Usability improvements to provide better formatting in the work items. Few controls are modified and rebuilt. Work item categories. All the work items are defined under a particular categories. For instance, all the bug work items are placed under a bug work item category in your team explorer under the respective team project. Custom link types. While specifying a relationship between two or more work items, if you don't find any specific relationship, and if you want that relationship to be customized, for that we use custom link types. Now we will see how to create the work items in TFS 2010 using the Team Foundation server, Team Explorer 2010. Click on the icon in the Team Explorer and connect to the Team Foundation server and select the project collection on the left hand side and the team projects on the right hand side, and then click on connect. Now we will see the team projects that are created in Team Foundation server in your Team Explorer. Expand the work items node and you'll get two subnodes. One is the My Queries and the another one is the Team Queries. And if you have any queries created, and you can save those queries under the My Queries so that you are only the person to view those queries. And if you save those queries in the Team Queries, and all those queries are viewed by the entire team. Okay, now right click on the work items and select a new work item. And here, the bug, issue, shared steps, task, test case, user story are the default work items that you would get if you create your team project using process template as well. And let's go to another team project which was created using CMMI process template, and we will see the work item types that are available. And right click on the node, work items on the project CMMI, and point to the new work item. Now we would see the various work item types that are available. in this team project, which was created using process template CMMI. And the work item types that are available are bug, change request, issue, requirement, review, risk, shared steps, task, and test case. Now we will see how to create a new work item in TFS 2010 work items. Right click on the work item node and point to new work item. Select a task. Provide the title for this task. I would create new development project. And select the assign it to, and I'm just assigning to Shekhar Vishwanath, a user, and I'm saving this work item. Yeah. Now the work item was created and it is assigned to the user Shekhar Vishwanath, and you could see the history in this. It is showing the fields that are changed during a work item creation, the fields that are affected directly. And these are all the fields that are affected while creating a new work item. Okay, and this is the one way to create the work item. And if you go to the team menu, and from there also you can create a new work items. You can point to the new work item and you can select the work items that you want to create. And also you could create a work items using Microsoft Excel and Microsoft Project clients. For that you need to have the Microsoft Excel and Project installed on the client machine, and we will see how to create a work items with the Microsoft Excel and the project in the next session. And also you can, if you have the Outlook configured, you can send the work items to the Outlook so that the respective user goes directly to the Outlook and clicks on the work item link, and it will redirect to the work items which was created. Here in this team menu, there is one go to work item. If you select this go to work item and provide any work item number, automatically that work item will be open in the new window. Let's click on this go to work item and provide work item which I have created earlier with the number 2, and click on OK, and it would open the new work item in the new window. And this is the work item with the title Design Login Screen I just created earlier. If you want to link this work item with the previous work item, that is the parent work item, you can link it. For that, just click on All Links and Link To. Select that. And these are all the link types that are available in TFS 2010. In earlier versions, you have only one link type that is related to, and there is no any specific link types that are available. Now you can see the various link types that are available here: affected by, effects, change set, child, hyperlink, parent, predecessor, related, result attachment, shared steps, successor, test case, test result, test by, test, versioned item. Now you can select any one of the link type here. Now I will select the parent and provide the work item ID 3. Click on the browse. If you don't know the work item type, you can click on this browse and provide any comment. Once if you go to the comment area, if you know the work item type, automatically it will populate the title how the work item which you are going to link with. And here you can see the link preview visualization, and the task 3 work item is a parent to the task 2. Or else if you feel that it is not the right way to link, and go to the link type and change the link type to child. If you select this, and the task 2 is the parent to the link type 3. Now I want to make this task 2 as the parent link to the work item task 3. Provide any comments here. Linking with the task work item 3, and just click on OK. Now you would see the work item that was linked to this parent work item here. It will show the column options with ID, work item ID, work item type, title, and assign it to, because it was not assigned to any specific person, that's why it is showing as empty. And by default the state is active, and the comment which I provided during linking that work item. And if you click on save here, and this work item will be saved with this link type. Similarly, you can create a new linked work item. Click on new link, and here you can select the link type. I'm creating one more child work item, and work item type is task. Provide the title here. I will provide the title as create homepage. And provide the comment new link work item. And you could see here in the link preview visualization, task 2 is the parent work item, and the new task, I mean the new work item that you are going to create, will be the child. Click on OK. And it will open the new work item in new tab, and you could see that with the specific fields that are available, and just to save that work item. Saving that work item will save that work item also. Go to the all links under the work item task 2, and you could see the linked work item that was created here. Similarly, you can create any number of links on clicking on the link to, and selecting the link type and specific link type, and click on OK. And here the another option is edit link. If you select any work item and click on edit link, you can edit the link which was already created earlier from here, and you can change the link type. And also if you want to delete that link, that you can do that by selecting the delete link. And the next option is view as query. If you click as this work item as view as query, it will open the query mode, and the parent work item, that is the task 2, with the child work items that are created under it. And because it was not saved, and I mean the work item query is not saved, and that's why it is asking to save the work item query or not to save the work item query.
I'm discarding these changes because I'm going to show this new queries and new linked queries. And here, open in Microsoft Office. If you select the work item and if you select this option, this work item will be opened in Microsoft Office Excel or Microsoft Office Project. And the next icon, that is column options. If you choose this option, I mean if you select this option, it will give you the fields that are available here, and you can select that field so that the respective column with the values will be displayed in this links tab. If you want to remove any existing ones, that you can do that. Just I'm trying to remove the comment. I will show you and click on OK, and this will be removed. Similarly, you can add any specific columns to view in this tab.
Work item queries. Now we will see how to create a work item queries in TFS 2010. Expand the team project, project design, and under the work items node, you will see two categories. One is my queries and the other one is the team queries. Select work items node and select option new query to create a new query, and after that you will see the query editor in which it will give you an option to choose the fields. The first option is team project, and team project is the add project. Add project indicates the current project which you selected, and work item type equal to any. Here you can choose any work item type. Suppose if you want to create queries for tasks, you can choose a task work item type here. And if you want to choose any specific work item type, you can choose those work item types from the available drop down. And state is equal to any. The state transitions that are created in the workflow are available in this drop down. Depending upon your requirement, choose the state field value and you can run the query, and it will show the results in the below pane. And here the team project equal to project, and work item type equal to any, and state equal to active. This query returned 4 work items. You can save this work item query by clicking on the save button on the top left hand corner. Click on save query, and it will give you an option to name the query. I will name it as all work items and in the drop down, select the query type and save location. There are 2 radio buttons that are available. One is the server and the other one is the file. If you want to save the query to a query folder, it will display the path of the query folder under the team project. And by default, it displays a project tile for / my queries. And if you want to save this query under the my queries, you can click on save directly. And if you want to save this query under a different category, like under the team queries, you can choose that under the team queries, and it will be created under the path. Here I'm choosing this query under my queries folder so that it will be available only for me, and I'm clicking on save. If you want, you can save the same query in another team project. And if you save this same query in another team project, the query would run the same results. Let's see how to create a team queries. In team queries, by default, TFS provides different categories, that is iteration 1, iteration 2, iteration 3. Under troubleshooting categories, you will get work items with the summary values, and my bugs, my tasks, my test cases, product backlog, product planning. If you want to create any new queries under this team queries, that you can create similarly as we did for my queries. And this is how we create the queries in a team project in team foundation server. And if you see this query editor on the top, there are a few buttons out there, that is a save query and the run, and then next to that stop query. During executing this query, you can stop the query. And the next one is the type of query. In this type of query, it has a drop down list with three values, and if you select by default the value is the flat list, it will returns all the work items which meets the query requirement. And if you choose the work items and the direct links, and it will give you an option to select the links that are available under a particular work item. Let's see how to use this option. If you choose this work items and a direct link, it will give you one more window pane under this query editor. You could see this, there are different options, that is a linking filters. Top level work items by default return all top level work items. It will shows all the work items without links. And if you want to choose any particular link type, that you can choose under types of links. Here there are two radio buttons options are there, that return links of any type and return selector link types. If you choose the return links of any type, it will display all the links that are available under that particular work item. And if you choose the second option, that is a return selector link types, then it will display only the particular link type that are selected in available link types. Here there are few link types that I want to choose a child and a parent. And if you run the query, then it will show you the output in the below window. You can see here the output, how the query results. And these are all the work items that are linked. You could see here the link type and a work item type, and it has the links, that's why it's showing a child. And similarly, it has a parent, and it is showing the parent. And you could expand the task, you could minimize the task and expand the task like this. And you could see this query results: 8 items found, 4 top level, 4 linked items, 1 currently selected. That means I selected 1 work item, and overall this query resulted in 8 work items with the 4 top level links and 4 linked items. Okay, and let's choose the second option, only return items that have the specified links. If you choose this option and click on run, it will show you the work items with the results below. Here it showed only 7 items with the 3 top level and 4 linked items, and currently selecting the one. And if you select this only written items that have the specified links, means I have chosen an option to select a child and parent, and the query returns only the specific work items with the links of child and parent. Let's see if I unselect this and I select the first option, how it displays. Still the query returns, but it doesn't return the top level work items. That is the main difference here. And if you choose the third option, only return items that do not have the specified links. And if you choose run here, it won't display anything, because this query, the main purpose of this option is not to display the links of a specific type. If you choose this option, it won't display the links at all. And if you choose a particular link type, let's select any link type, child here, and run the query, and it won't show you the work items with the child, and it will show you all the parent work items. And similarly, you can save this query in an editor. The other option in this type of query drop down is the tree of work items. If you choose this tree of work items, you will see the hierarchical view of the work items that are created in TFS. Let's see how it works. And here is the query editor, and I choose work item type equal to any and state equal to active, and there is one more query pane below that which is related to your work item type with the links, that is and linked work items that match the query below. If you choose any particular work item type here, that means if you want to see only the work items that are linked with a work item type, a bug or change request or any other work item that you can choose here, but I'm choosing as any here. And now run this query, and if you run this query, you could see the classification in the below query results window. That is here the work item with ID 2, and the work item type is a task, and the title design login screen, which is a parent work item, and it has two child work items, two work items that are linked. Those work items are 3 and 4. Those two work items are displayed in a tree view fashion. And if you have more number of work items that are created in this team project, you could easily identify how hierarchical work items are, how type of tree of work items that will be displayed in the query results. Select the column option link type. Link type and move up and click on OK. And now you could see the link type for the respective work item types, and you could see this, those two link types child are displayed for the work item 3 and 4, and 3 and 4 are the child work item types for the parent work item with ID 2, that is a task. You can create another conditions, or you can add any other conditions to the existing work item queries by clicking on the query editor window, or you can choose an option that is insert a class. If you want to modify this, and you can specify the respective field values, that means and state, or if you want to choose and assign it to some person name, that you can choose here and run this query. And it is saying some error. And you could see this row is empty. You can remove this class here
And now you run this query and it returns only one work item because and the work item was assigned to only one person. Similarly, you can add any number of classes, and if you don't want this class, you can select this class and delete it. And you can save the query so that the query was saved in the TFS. Query is saved in the TFS.
One work item that is a task, since only one work item was assigned to some person, that's why it is displaying only one work item. If you assign the work item to any other person or the same person, then those work items will be displayed under this query results. And similarly, you have the other options like view results and column options. You can choose these two. If you click on the view results, the query results will be displayed in a different window, and if you click on column options, it will give you an option to choose the different available columns or different available fields as a columns in your work item results. At the end of this session, you should be aware of what are all the new features in TFS 2010 work items and what are all the work item links that are introduced in TFS 2010, and how to create and edit work items, and how to create and edit work item queries. Thank you.